Well, good morning to all. On this Friday before Christmas, I would like to read a poem. It is a poem that is very appropriate for this season of the year. The poem is entitled, One Solitary Life. One Solitary Life is attributed to Dr. James Allen Francis, and it was written around 1926. One Solitary Life goes like this, quote, "He was born in an obscure village, the son of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village, where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never went to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things usually associated with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. When he was only 33, his friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 19 centuries have come and gone, and today Jesus is the central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that have ever marched, all the navies that have ever sailed, all the parliaments that have ever sat, all the kings that have ever reigned put together, have not affected the life of mankind on earth as powerfully as this one solitary life." Friends, I know that this may sound a little like a cliche, but let us remember something. Remember the reason for the season. And the reason is most assuredly not Santa Claus, but Jesus Christ. During the season, during this season, where we celebrate the birth of Jesus, let us also remember what Jesus did for us and is doing for us today. It is in His name that we pray. Amen. Merry Christmas.